It's going well. You never know until you get there on game day, but I'm excited how we've been improving. I don't think you ever stay the same. Hopefully we'll do a good job on Monday, and hopefully we'll continue to be better than that throughout the year.
What is the key to Mike Person winning the center job for the coaches?
It's just about trying to get our best five guys out there. You know, we thought when we got Persons, we knew we could play any of the three inside positions. We had a feeling his best position could be center. And with getting Andy here and everything, we felt it made sense to move him there.
And how's Andy? I mean, he's a veteran, 96 starts and all. How have you all been able to get him up to speed?
I've been real excited with Andy so far. You know, I've always been a fan of Andy on film. You know, I never got to meet him until a couple days ago, but you know, I've always been a fan of him as a player. And since he's gotten here, I've been really impressed with how intelligent he is. He picks things up fast. He's sharp. He's aware. He understands what we're asking. Now it's about getting reps and going out and doing it.
Can you talk about how comfortable or confident you are in the backs and the tight ends helping out with protection?
You never know until the game because you get a bunch of different looks. But, you know, our guys have been working at it a ton. We give them more reps than you could actually imagine. We have them looking at everything possible. So, you know, us as coaches, we chase a lot of ghosts, but we try to prepare them for everything. And those guys have all been locked in doing it. We got some young guys, so they haven't seen it all before. But going back to OTAs to now, they've all come a long way.
What about just in general, you're familiar with the Eagles and what they do, you know, scheme-wise and stuff like that? What do you see from them? What do you see as their danger points or whatever?
They're a tough team to go against because they're very talented, and I think I also got a lot of respect for their scheme. Billy does a lot of things with their fronts and coverages, stuff he's done throughout the years. You know, you never know what you're going to get on that game day either because he can change it up quick, and then their personnel is tough. So you got to be on your stuff. They're going to challenge your rules and protections in the run game, and even when they're not, you got to be pretty good just to beat the man in front of you.
Coach, how do you prepare for them juggling in the secondary still there, not knowing exactly what the matchups might be?
Not much. You wait till you see, until you get out there and wait to adjust. We got ideas we've gone through and situations, you know, the scenarios that we think will come up, but it's like this always the first game of the year. No matter what you've seen on tape, it doesn't matter. It's the first game of the year, and they're going to find out a lot about us, and we're going to find out a lot about them probably in that first quarter of play, and we'll see where we go from then.